Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get too far into things, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Tara Guy with Romp and Tumble. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Romp and Tumble. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, thank you. So Romp and Tumble is a new clothing subscription service for babies. As you know, babies grow so quickly. And so we are curating and renting bundles of clothes for every growth spurt, taking the work out of no more shopping, no more reorganizing, no more recycling. Basically, you go onto our website, you design your bundle. We send you 22 items, all sourced from women-led brands, and then you exchange them as your baby grows.
So then, what's the period of time? Is that, I mean, that could be just a few months, right?
Yeah. So right now we have three subscription levels. So we have a 1 month where you can rent the bundle for a month to kind of test us out, or those are great gifts. We have a 3 month and a 6 month. And with the 3 month and the 6 month, you get exchanges. So with the 3 month bundle, you get a one free exchange. With a 6 month, you get two, and then you can always renew once you're done.
And then, so they just kind of use the stuff and then they just wash it and then send it back and then you get a new bundle.
Yeah. And they don't even have to wash it when they send it back. So you keep the bundle, you use it as you want. We understand, you know, stains are going to happen. Babies are babies. Do your best. And then before you send it back, you send it back to us. And we go through some pretty rigorous washing, obviously, particularly now with COVID. But then also we have our own ways of getting the stains out, et cetera. And then we will send it back to another family and, you know, continue the sharing.
So what was the genesis of the idea? How'd you come up with this?
Yeah. So I have spent my entire career in the corporate world. I was a finance leader at a number of Fortune 500 companies. And over the course of my career, felt and saw so many working moms and dads just being stretched in different ways. And I mean, I felt it too. I was, you know, very ambitious, continuing to go after my career after having kids. As I looked around, I thought there's got to be a better way that we can design consumption models for parents to ease the transition to parenthood. What I found was that as my kids grew older and we outsourced a lot of our life, things got easier for me. But you don't really realize that when you're having your kids. And so this was a great way to solve for a problem that I felt could better sort of, you know, working parents in the workplace, but then also think about so much of the waste that comes from fashion. I was getting rid of my kids' baby clothes and was just appalled by how much was just there. And even, you know, the clothes that you give to people, only 15% of textiles actually get recycled. You know, you think you're sending them to different people. Eventually, it's only, you know, a small percentage. So there was also the sustainability aspect that was huge for me. And in many ways, it started from the genesis of Rent the Runway. And I thought baby clothes are so temporary. What a great way to solve for a couple of different problems that I think we really need to as a country and a world.
Now, as part of the service, is it that can I like kind of sell you some of my used clothes too? Is that part of it? Or is it just your, whatever you're curating and buying and purchasing?
Yeah. So eventually we're going to have a sell back program. We actually went live this week, so we're brand new. And so that is definitely part of our journey. Right now, it's what we're curating. And I think part of what we're trying to do is really uplift women-owned brands. And so I'm currently only curating from women-led brands, smaller brands like Colored Organics and 10th and Pine, et cetera. But yes, we will have a buyback program at some point with sort of the same mission in mind. So stay tuned.
Now, when you came up with the idea, how much kind of testing, beta testing, or, you know, customer discovery did you do, or are you just kind of going for it based on a gut feeling?
Yeah, no, we've done a lot of customer discovery. So I actually started this on the side about a year ago while I was also working in terms of understanding the idea, did a good amount of customer discovery in terms of one-on-one conversations, also did a number of focus groups to really think about the concept. And frankly, I think customer discovery is something you can't really end. You have to keep doing it. So I probably do at least anywhere from 5 to 10 discovery conversations every single week, even as I've been getting closer to go live, and I'll continue to do that. But we, you know, there part of it was we made assumptions, we're validating those assumptions. And we have to keep, you know, we'll have to keep doing that as we continue to go to market and grow and test that.
So now, so right off the bat, you were starting to get kind of good feedback that this was something viable. Cause a lot of people, you know, when you have an idea and you say, hey, I got this idea, everybody's like, yeah, it sounds good. But then once you ask them, you know, to even pay a dollar for something, you get it, you know, that behavior is a lot harder to get someone to pay money for something as opposed to just saying you have a good idea. Like, how did you kind of manage that?
Yeah. So I think the first thing is all your friends will always tell you an idea is good, even if they'll never buy it. So your friends and your family are not always, I found, are not always the best people to go to with ideas. So what I did was obviously I had a gut that this could be a really useful tool for primarily working moms and working dads. And so was able to go through different, you know, groups I belong or Slack groups, et cetera, and target them. I then also obviously wanted to go out there and say, okay, well, there are other groups such as, you know, just busy parents or parents with either one child versus two children, right? And go out and target that. So throughout the process have really, as I'm going through the customer discovery, gone through different groups, I have found, frankly, that this really is where this resonates a lot is where you do have the dual career families. And, you know, frankly, that's most of the population at this point. And people who really want to live with their values, but don't actually have the time, particularly right now, to prioritize that. So some of my, you know, some of the things I thought were going to be great. So for example, in my view, I was like, well, if you have two girls, you could potentially still use the service. I am finding that if people have the same sex child, it's maybe less interesting for them, unless it's maybe, you know, your child is 4 or 5 years apart. But I am finding a lot of interest with if you have two different genders, or if you are just so busy that you don't feel like dealing with the clothes in your house, even if you have a second child. And that's generally the dual career families.
And are you, did you come up with a way to encourage that parent to tell their friends about this cool thing that they are doing?
Yeah. So we have email campaigns that we've started. We are going to have, a referral program that we are bringing together. We, are also doing, I'm also doing a lot of work trying to target corporations and companies. I do think that parent groups and professional women groups and parent groups is a great way to get people engaged. Also, you know, this is a great corporate gift. Gifts have been huge for us. Even we've only launched for a couple of days, and that's been a big part of where we've seen traction. So gifts, I think, will be a great way to do this. But I think word of mouth to begin with is going to be, it's a new concept, right? It's not something that a lot of people are doing. So we have to get buy-in from the people who are using it and liking it and then telling their friends.
And then, what was there anything when you first had the idea and then you started getting feedback from the customers, did anything change dramatically or were you always kind of close?
I would say that the concept was, the concept has stayed very much intact. We have spent a lot of time figuring out what were the right subscription levels. I really wanted to make this affordable. I think that was important to me because I think what we find is that a lot of the circular sort of fashion, as you call it, and you know, I'm not sure if you can really call baby clothes fashion, but a lot of the circular clothing companies are somewhat priced out of a lot of people's wallets. So I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how we could make this affordable. And what that meant was the number of items, how we sourced the items, who we were going to work with, how we partnered with different different brands. That was spent a lot of time on that. I think one of the things that I'm learning more about is the different age groups, right? How do we think about catering to sort of a 3-month versus a 2-year-old, right? We right now have a design questionnaire that we're doing that gives us that information in terms of, you know, how old the child is, et cetera. But I think as we go on, there could be some different needs that we understand more about the older kids versus the younger kids. And that honestly is going to be, I think, an interesting process.
Now, did you tap into the Atlanta kind of startup business community to get some, maybe some guidance or some mentorship?
Yeah. So I'm actually, over the past several months, I've tapped into the community quite a bit. I belong to the Lola, which is a women's club and co-working space, which has been fantastic. And that has some really great, women that I've been able to learn from and partner with and get advice from. I'm also part of the pre-accelerator program at Atlanta Tech Village, so the It Takes a Village program. And also going to be taking part in the Launchpad 2020 Core Flight program. So I'm really, you know, Atlanta's been great in terms of having these resources, and I am doing, you know, whatever I can to take advantage and, you know, successfully use it.
Now, being a female founder has its own kind of challenges. Have you found that kind of founder community kind of a safe space to be a little vulnerable and to share what you're going through and how you're kind of managing through it?
Yeah, I would say that the female founder community in Atlanta, it has been incredible. Being a woman coming from a corporate role into the founder community, I wasn't sure how much people could relate, but very quickly have found a lot of women who have embraced me, who have lifted me, and have given me the space to say, I'm not sure how to do X, Y, Z, or I'm not comfortable, you know, putting myself out there in a certain way. Talk to me about how you did it. And everyone is so willing to help. And I'm very pleased with just the community here in Atlanta in terms of how it's embracing more and more people who want to come in and create great solutions that actually want to change the world. And I think that's really important.
Now, you say your background's kind of in corporate. How are you kind of leveraging that background to get into maybe some of those groups that you mentioned in large corporations so that you can make their employees aware of the service?
Yeah. So I think coming from the corporate side, I have a number of, my network is primarily people at some of the larger, companies. And, you know, I've sort of grown my network over the years. So not only have I worked at various corporations, but I went to, you know, I got my MBA from a school in Chicago, from Kellogg. And so I have the network there and have really been able to tap into people in those networks to say, I have this solution. Tell me what the best way would be to get it in front of the right people in your company. And that has been huge in terms of getting ideas, being challenged by what's the right way to do it. And tapping into those, into those networks. I think that there's also a lot of potential with not only the corporate side, but maybe even in healthcare and so on. And so I'm trying to look at my network there and saying, where do I have those relationships that I've created over the years to leverage that?
Well, any advice for someone that maybe doesn't have that kind of expertise in navigating the corporate world? Like, how would a person who doesn't have your contacts kind of work their way to a corporate to get their product or service in front of some of the employees? Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah. So I think a great way is, you may not have someone at a certain company, but if you go to either LinkedIn or you think about where you have been over the past several years, there will be people that you know that have connections to those companies. And so Even if, you know, you don't know the CEO of a company or, you know, a senior person, you can go through, if people like your idea, they will introduce it to people in their company that have interest. And so, frankly, I mean, that's been great for me. Even, you know, my friends from 15, 20 years ago, I've been able to go to them. And even if I didn't have, you know, the corporate network, I could find people at companies that I could go to and say, hey, do you think you could talk to me? I think, you know, a lot of people at LinkedIn will come back to you. I have found, especially when I was trying to figure out how to start, this was, you know, like 9-10 months ago. I frankly just started cold, you know, like cold emailing LinkedIn people that were even like second 3 degrees distant from me. And I got some really great response. If people like your idea and you're genuine, I think that there's a lot of potential.
And it sounds like you're saying you don't have to know the exact right person. Anybody in there is worth having a conversation. And maybe they know somebody closer to the right person, and you just kind of have to work your way until you find that person.
Yes, exactly.
So what has been kind of the funnest part so far in this journey? It sounds pretty exciting. And in the short period of time, you've come a long way.
Yeah, no, this has been really exciting. I think the most fun part is I am, you know, honestly, I'm learning different skill sets that I haven't had to use in so long. In the corporate world, I was a finance leader. So, you know, I was using that skill set a lot, but things like, you know, figuring out how I was going to implement my supply chain. So that's been a new skill that I've gotten to learn, and I love learning new things. So that's been fun. How am I going to go to market, and how's the best way to deal with social media? So that's been a lot of fun. So for me, the stretching myself has been great, has been really useful. And honestly, meeting new people in this community who I can partner with and learn from, and hopefully also be mentoring myself to give back, has been a lot of fun for me.
Now, any advice for that person that was in your shoes, this corporate person, and maybe had an idea that's been rattling around in the back of their head, you know, but didn't maybe have the right circumstance or the right reason to get it started? Any advice for that person to, you know, take that action step?
Yeah. So I would definitely say that I think having a great idea is wonderful. And I think that's a good start. I think that sometimes there's this feeling, oh, I have this idea. Do I have to leave now? Or should I just go and leave? And that can be scary. And, you know, maybe the right step for some people. I would say that what I found useful was being able to work on the idea, in my free time to test it out and think about, whether the concept would work before I actually made a jump to leave my job. And I do think that if you have the ability to do, you know, to do both your job as well as work on an idea to see if it could actually be something that is appropriate and would work for a certain market segment, I think that is a great way to kind of step in without going all out immediately. And then you do have to take the journey to say, once you test your idea and think to yourself, this may work, whether or not you're willing to take the risk. And that honestly was a significant journey for me. And I think having the support of new people in your network or people you can talk to about that and what your fears are is important. So creating that community for yourself, I think, is also important as you're going through the journey.
And no matter how it ends, it's a fun journey. I mean, you're getting to test yourself, maybe learn new skills, and you never know. This thing could be a huge hit, and it could pay off in that way as well.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that for me, you're right. You don't know what's going to happen. I think as I went through it, I said to myself, this could be great. This may not be great, but, you know, I guess I hate using the word it cannot be great. It may not turn out the way I expected or the way I'd want, but I think I'm going to learn something from it, and I'll be able to use it towards something else. And so, That for me is exciting. And, you know, I sort of feel like every day I get closer to sort of like this whole like self-actualization of who I am and how I want to do things. And it's been amazing, actually.
And it's a lot different when it's your own thing, where you're making every call, you're making every decision, you're kind of steering the ship in the way, the place that you want it to go. So you don't, you know, it's a lot, you have to be, feel good about personal accountability. And it's a lot different than corporate, where there's layers and you got to get permission and there's other issues that you're dealing with and not just executing.
Yeah, you know, I do think what has been interesting is I was talking to my husband. I'm probably working. I mean, I always have worked very long hours, and I'm continuing to do that, obviously, with my current, you know, with the current company. But there's a sense of energy that I have now that I had, you know, I just maybe had lost over time being in the world I was. And I think a lot of it is that I do get the ability to make, you know, to test myself, make calls, make decisions, sometimes the right ones, sometimes not the right ones, but I have the freedom to do that and I don't feel so confined. So that has been a really interesting journey for me.
Right. It sounds like it re-energized you.
Yeah, it really has.
Well, if somebody wanted to learn more and get on, I guess, either a wait list or you're actually accepting orders, I don't know. Which is
what? Yeah, no, we are accepting orders. We've had our first, we've had sort of our first orders this week. You can go to www.rumpandtumble.com.
And that's all spelled out, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's all spelled out. And you can just either, you know, design your own bundle. You can give a gift. We're happy to answer any questions. But we're excited, you know, we're hoping that we can create some real change here.
Well, congratulations. It's exciting time for you and, best of luck.
Great. Thanks so much.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at OnPay.com.